Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizchusser for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. We're holding on the top of Daf Chav Vav Amir Aleph. We are at the two dots on the top of the page. The Gemara is first going to discuss, we had this machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether the chiv of a carbon for Shavuos Bitoy could even be on things that happened in the past, or it's only when you make a shavuah about the future, because after all, it's lahara o lehetiv about the future. So we're going to elaborate further on that machlokas. We're going to bring a brisa which discusses that machlokas again and elaborate further on that brisa, and then we're going to bring a brisa that darshins the continuation, the rest of the pasuk about shavuos bitoy, and therefore cover many more examples of the halachas related to shavuos bitoy. We're going to also mention in that context that if someone was nishpa l'sha'avar b'ta'us, he's considered an ones and he's pater from any chiyuv shvua. So Gemara is going to explain the case where you're going to be chayiv a carbon shvua l'sha'avar. If when you do it b'taus l'sha avar, it's considered an onus and you're pater. So what would be the case where you're chayiv l'sha avar? Then the Gemara is going to raise issues relating to dine shkagos with regard to shvua and the issues of shvua b'machshava. If a person takes a shvua in thought alone, what exactly the status of a shvua b'machshava is? So we have all of those topics related to shvuos bitoy to cover in today's daf. So let's begin to the top line of the page on Daf Chav Vav Amir Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel Amarenu Chayiv Ela Ala Asad Lavo. So we had yesterday that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel have a machlokas in the Mishnah that we saw yesterday whether there's a chiyuv for a carbon olav yored on a shvuos bitoy l'sha'avar, and a shvuah about what already did happen. I ate, I didn't eat, something of that nature, or it's only about the future. La'ara lehetiv, I will eat or I won't eat. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa discusses the chiyuv carbon of shvuos bitoy and quotes the phrase in the pasuk lahara o lehetiv, which sounds like it's about the future. So ainly eladvarm sheish ben hara v'atava, shein ben hara v'atava. Let's say you take a shvuah about something that is neither good nor bad. It's just nothing that anybody cares about. You're going to be zorik tzror liyam. You're going to throw a rock into the ocean. Minayin, how do I know that that's included in the parsha of shvuos bitoy? So tam lomar, because the pasuk says o nefesh kisi shava levatebis v'sayim. So that comes to include things that are not hara or atava, because it could have just said o nefesh kisi shava la hara o lehetiv. Levates v'sayim is extra, so it comes to tell me that even things that are not hara of atava, that's why it changed the phrase. It didn't just say la hara o lehetiv. It said levates v'sayim, any bitois v'sayim, even if it is not hara or atava, still ein li ala lahaba. But still, I would only know from la hara o lehetiv that it relates to things in the future. L'sha'avar minayin, how do I know that it includes even shvuos about the past? Tamalomar l'chala sharivatei adam b'shvua. That teaches me even about the past. Div Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Rabbi Shmuel omer l'ara lehetiv l'haba. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, l'ara lehetiv is only l'haba, and therefore you're only chayiv a shvuos bitoy for what is about the future, but not for what's about the past. Amla Rabbi Akiva, imkein en le'al dvarm sheish ben ha'tava v'ara. Dvarm shein ben ha'ra v'atava minayin. I don't know why it switches the order from Hatav Ara to Ara Vatav. He says, but if that's the case, then it should only include what's literally covered in the words of the pasuk of Ara and Hatava. How do I know being Zorik Tzor Liam, doing things that are neither Ara or Hatava, is also going to be Chayiv? So Amalar Rabbi Shmuel says, I do agree that those things are going to be Chayiv as well, but that's mi Riboy Akasav. That's because of the extra Riboy in the pasuk. It says Yivate Svasayim. So Amalar, so Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, if there's a Riboy in the pasuk, how do you know to apply the Riboy only to things that are neither hara v'atava and not to past tense as well? Im riba kasav l'kach, riba kasav l'kach. If the Riboy in the pasuk is good enough to include things that are not hara v'atava, then the Riboy in the pasuk should be good enough to include things that are in the past tense as well. That is the discussion exactly as we had it in the Mishnah, pretty much. So the Gemara asks, Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Sounds like Rabbi Kiva got the last word, meaning you're going to have a Riboy, so why doesn't the Riboy include everything? Let it include past tense as well. So the Gemara answers how Rabbi Yishmael would respond to Rabbi Akiva, which is not recorded in the Mishnah or the Braisa. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan points out it's really Yisodistik Machlokas about one of the Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. That's what they're really arguing about. It's much broader Machlokas than a Machlokas about Shavua. They're arguing about how to darshan the Torah in general. Rabbi Yishmael Shashimesh as Rabbi Nechonye Ben Akana Shayadosh Kala Torah Kula Beklalu Prat Iunami Doresh Beklalu Prat. It was all about what do you do when the Torah has a general statement followed by a specific statement, followed by a general statement. Do you look at it as a klal uprat uklal, or as a riboy miut riboy, which are two totally different ways of darshaning the Torah? So Rabbi Shmuel, who had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, he was Meshamish Rabbi Nechon Ben Akana, which means that was his Rebbe. He learned how to darshan the Torah. Shimish Tamid Chab means learning Gemara. He learned that Gemara is defined, the Rambam defines in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Gemara is the Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben, applying the Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. So Rabbi Shmuel, who learned all of those things from Rabbi Nechon Ben Akana, he uses klal uprat uklal, and we'll explain how that plays out in the world of Shavua in a moment. But Rabbi Akiva, Shimish is Nachum Ish Gamzu. Rabbi Akiva was a student of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Shayadorish is called Tarakula, Kula, but Riba Miut, Iunami Dorish Riba Miut. And Nachum Ish Gamzu used Riboy Miut, so he also, Rabbi Akiva also uses Riboy Miut. So Nachum Ish Gamzu, we know, got his name. The Gemara in Tainis Taf Chafal tells us because everything that happened to him, even though it seemed like absolutely awful things, he would always say Gamzu Latova. And so Rabbi Akiva was his Talmud. He was Meshavishim for 22 years, the Gemara says, in Chagigadaf Yud Beis. And that's aside from the fact that Rabbi Akiva was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, but for 22 years he learned by Nachum Ish Gamzu. So he took on many of Nachum Ish Gamzu's ways, style of learning. So what's this issue, Klal Uprat Uklal versus Riboy Miut Uriboy? So Rabbi Shmuel Darshan's Klal Uprat Uklal, which means that it includes in the klal everything that all the basics of the prat, meaning everything that's ke'en haprat, anything that's similar to the prat. If you have riboy miut riboy, so you're including everything except for one specific thing that you're being mema'it. So it's a much more inclusive when you use riboy miut riboy. When you use klal uprat uklal, you're not including everything. You're not going to include everything in the halacha. You'll include anything that's similar to the prat, to the specific example that we give, but anything that's dissimilar is not going to be included. If you do riboy miut riboy, the only thing that's excluded is the one thing that is most dissimilar to the prat, but everything else is included. So my Rabbi Akiva didarish riboy miute. How does it play out according to Rabbi Akiva in Shavua, in our case, that riboy miut is going to include lisha avar ditanya, because the brisa darshens the pasuk o nefesh kisi shava. So that's riba, that's a riboy. Lahara lahetiv, that's miate, that's, you see, nefesh kisi shava is any type of shavua. It sounds like it'd be anything. Lahara lahetiv is a very specific type of shavua. To do good in the future, to do bad in the future. So that's a miut. L'kol asher yivatei adam, l'kol asher yivatei, that's chazar of riba. That's, again, very inclusive. So riba, miate, v'riba, riba hakol. It includes every type of shavua, except my riba, riba kol mili, everything. Umay miate, so what are we excluding? Miate dvar mitzvah. All we're excluding is a dvar mitzvah. Someone who takes a shvuah, he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach. That's something that we exclude from the chiyuv karban more than anything else, because he's taking a shvuah on something that's efshar. Because you can't take a shvuah that you're not going to eat matzah, because the shvuah cannot be chal on a dvar mitzvah. You're chayiv in the chiyuv mitzvah, so it's like being nishba on something that's impossible. And that's one of the types of shvuah shav. So you can make a shvuah's bitoy that's similar to a shvuah shav. Shvuah shav is saying something that's impossible to do. I'm going to go 3 days without sleep. It's a shvuah shav. It's impossible to do. I'm not going to eat matzah on Pesach. That's a shvuah shav. It's a form of shvuah shav. That's why we exclude that. We exclude such a thing, to be mevatel a dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel darsh klal uprat. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, we have to look at the psukim as klal uprat. Oh, nefesh kisi shval vatei besvasayim klal. Lahara lehetiv prat lekala sheivate adam chazav kalal. So it's not ribu miut ribui. It's klal prat uklal. Klal prat uklal yatadana lekena prat. So everything that's included has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat meforosh lahaba af kal lahaba. So Rabbi Shmuel will tell you the prat is lahara lehetiv, which is something about the future. So hani ani klal laasuya afilu dvarim shein ben harava atava lahaba ani prati lemute afilu dvarim sheish ben harava atava l'shavar. The klal is more inclusive than what it says explicitly in the prat, in that we include even things that are not harava atava. We include things that are like throwing a rock into the ocean as well. But we are going to exclude anything that's not lahaba, even if it is harava atava. If it's l'shavar, it's going to be excluded. So according to the Rabbi Shmuel's drasha, the chiyuv of shvus bitui is knowing by things that are lahara lahetiv, which means two things. Number one, that it's lahaba, and number two, that it's shvua of hara'a vahatava. So we pointed out, yeah, but that's what the phrase would mean. But we have to exclude something. So what do we exclude? Or we have to rather include something more than just lahara lahetiv, because that's how klal protocol works. We have to include something. So he could have chosen either one, right? There are two mashmos to l'ra'u l'hetiv. It could mean only things that are good or bad and not things that are pariv, and it could mean only things in the future, not things that are in the past. For some reason, Rabbi Shmuel chose to say only things in the future still, nothing in the past, but we're going to include things that are pariv also, things that are neither hara v'atava. So Gemara just questions, why would he choose to make that drasha? The la'ra l'hetiv means both of those things, so why are you going to be more inclusive on one of those categories and not on the other? Epochana, why don't we switch it around? That la'ra l'hetiv, let it include things that are in the past, or not include things that are neither harav or hatava. So Rabbi Yitzchak explains, "Dumya de la ra'al lehetiv mishi suro mishum bal yachel dvaro yatzazu she'ini suro mishum bal yachel dvaro el mishum bal tashakru." Well, there's a reason that we would want to include dafka things that are about the future and not about the past, because when you take a shvua about the future, the iser is in not doing what you said you're going to do, bal yachel dvaro, that you're going to turn your words into something that was chulin. When it's about the past, it's about the shaker. It's that right now you're saying a lie. When I say I'm going to do something later today, I really believe at the time that it's not a lie. I believe at the time I'm saying it. It's just that later when I don't do it, it turns out that I was mechalel my dibur by not doing it. When I say I already did something and I didn't, it's right now at the time that I'm saying the words that it's about the shaker, that I'm telling a lie. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin gives another explanation as to why Rabbi Shmuel chose this limud, because Amar Kra, O nefesh kisi shava levate bisfasayim, misha shavua kodemis lebitui. The word tishava comes before the words levate bisfasayim. So someone whose shavua comes before the bitui, that what he said comes before the bitui, velosha bitui kodemis l'shavua, and not someone where the bitui, where the maisa comes before the shavua, where the maisa that he's speaking about in the shavua already happened. Yatsa ze achalti as opposed to achalti below achalti, where the maisa comes before the shvua, that's why Rabbi Shmuel is going to exclude it. So that's the explanation of Rabbi Shmuel's shita. That la'ra'al lehetiv from klal prat to klal, we're memayit the shvua lisha avar. But we're not memayit things that are neither hara'a nor hatava. So now we're going to dash in the continuation of the pasuk. So the Tanur Rabbanan, the Braitza tells us, it says b'shvuas bitoy ha'adam b'shvua, because the pasuk says o nefesh kisheshval v'atei b'shvayim l'aral heitav l'chol ha'shori v'atei ha'adam b'shvua v'ne'ala mimenu. So who is mevatei? An adam b'shvua. So a person apparently has to be an adam at the time of the shvua, which means, what does it mean to be an adam at the time of the shvua? That he needs to have his full das intact. Prat li anus, as opposed to someone who is anus, who's forced into, in some way, it's out of his control, that he's saying a shvua that sheker, because he thought that the thing that he's saying is actually true. That's how the Ritva explains, and it's based on the Gemara that we're about to see. So that when someone is an anus, anus means, because he thought he was telling the truth, that's not going to be included, because he's not an adam. V'ne'elam, prat lemezid. And it also says, v'ne'elam, that teaches us that he's not chayiv a carbon if he did it b'mezid. It has to be b'shogeg. Remember, that's what we said is the difference between shvuas b'toy and shvuas ha'edus. That by shvuas ha'edus, it could even be b'mezid and yechayiv a carbon olaviyori. By shvuas b'toy, it's only if you do it b'shogeg. So, mimenu, pasuk says, v'ne'elam, mimenu, shenesal mimenu shvua, that he forgot about his shvua, and that's why he violated it. So, yachal, shenesal mimenu chefetz. You might think that he'd be chayiv even if he didn't forget the shvua, but he forgot about the chayfetz that he took the shvua on. Tamalomar b'shvua v'nelam. That's why the pasuk says b'shvua v'nelam alhelam shvua chayiv. The juxtaposition of those words tells you that it's only when what you forgot about is the shvua that you're chayiv enu chayiv alhelam chayfetz. But you're not going to be chayiv if what you forgot about is the object on which you took the shvua. What does that mean? You forgot about the object on which you took the shvua. So the Gemara is going to explain what all this means. What is an example of helam shvua? What's an example of helam chayfetz? So Amar Mar. So let's analyze this brisa. Ha'adam shvua, the first part of the brisa. Prat li onus. We said that if a person takes a shvua ba'ones, he's not going to be chayiv. Hey chidami, what's a shvua ba'ones? Kidurav kahan of Ravasi. Like the story of the Talmidim of Rav, Rav Kahan and Ravasi, kavakaimi mekame de Rav, when they were in front of Rav, so sometimes they disagree about what Rav said. So mara mara shvua sadach yamarav. They would get so animated in their discussion about what Rav said that one of them would say, I take a shvua that Rav said this way. No, I could take a shvua that Rav said this way, that not like you, but I heard that we were in the same classroom, the same shir, and somehow they're disagreeing. What did Rav say? And they're willing to take a shvua on it. So how did they settle the dispute? Well, Rav was still alive. So that's the, sometimes you hear people arguing about what a certain Rav said. He's still alive sometimes. Just ask him what he holds. No, they'd rather argue about it. So kiasul kamei the Rav, when they would go to Rav and they would ask him, "Nu, what do you hold?" So Amar kichad minai, invariably he would say like one of them and not like the other one. So Amar leidach va'anav b'shikra savai. So then that frightened the other one. Uh oh, now I took a shvua sheker because I took a shvua that you said otherwise. Amar lei, so Rav would calm him down. Libcha anascha. No, it's just that you didn't chap the shir. So it was an ones. So it's not your fault, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv a shvua. Meaning, apparently, there's no avera whatsoever in that. Not just that it's not a shvua sheker, but it's no avera whatsoever. Otherwise, it wouldn't really calm him down. That's what Tosas points out in Dibra Maskel as libcha anoscha. But the Chuvus Harash in Klal Ches, if Aleph writes that there is an avera of a shvua b'shogeg, it's just that he's patur from a karban, and that's what it sounds like from the Rimigash as well. That there's a patur from a karban. So the question is, how did that calm him down? You know, okay, so it's not as bad an avera as you thought it was. Generally speaking, you just stay away from shvuas. Don't take a shvua about something like this. Okay, so the brisa then goes on. V'ne'ela mimenu, shenis ali mimenu shvua, that he forgot about the shvua. Yochl shenis ali mimenu chayfetz. Tamalomer b'shvua v'ne'ela mimenu, al helum shvua, chayvenu chayvel helum chayfetz. That was in the brisa. That the brisa said, you're only going to be chayv when what you forgot about is your shvua. But if what you forgot about is the object on which you took your shvua, then you're not going to be chayv. What does that mean exactly? So machku alei b'marava. In Eretz Yisrael, they mocked this brisa. They said, "Bishla m'shvua mishkachasla." I get how you could forget the shvua below chayfetz without forgetting the chayfetz. And the case would be simple. Kegon da amar shvua shlo ochal paschitin. A guy said, "I take a shvua that I will not eat wheat bread." Kasavur shochel ka amar. He forgot that his shvua was that he will not eat. He thought his shvua was that he will eat paschitin. The shvua si inshi cheftzadachir, that he forgot his shavua because he didn't remember the details of what he said he would do. He thought he said he would do it instead of not do it. But he knows what it was about. He knows that he remembers clearly when he was taking the shvua, he was pointing at a loaf of paschitin, right? He knows it was definitely about paschitin. El chayfetz below shvua hei chidami. What exactly is a case where you forget the chayfetz but you remember the shvua? Kigon da'amar shvua shel ochel paschitin. Case must be, he says, the shvua, I'm not going to eat paschitin, v'kasavar shel sa'orim ka'amar. But he thought, he said, that he's not going to eat pas sa'orim. The shvua se dachile, that is a case that he remembers the shvua, that he's that he remembers the shvua, but chavtza inshi, meaning he remembers that he swore he's not going to eat, but he forgot about which object he's not going to eat. He thought it was pas chitim. It turns out that it was pas sorim. Well, says Gemara, kiven de chavtza inshi lehu, haynu helam shvua. No, if he thinks the Shavuah was about a different object, then he forgot the Shavuah, meaning that it's a very important detail about the Shavuah. It's not just whether you said I'm going to or I'm not going to, but about what you said you're going to or not going to. So isn't that exactly an example of forgetting the Shavuah? So what does it mean to forget the Cheftza without forgetting the Shavuah? By definition, if you forget the Cheftza, you forget the Shavuah. Ela amar Blazer, Davidah Achasi. So Blazer says, that's why they mocked this statement in Eretz Yisrael. Helam Chefetz, Helam Shavuah are all the same. You can never find an example of Helam Chefetz without Helam Shavuah. So that part of the Braisa is just simply incorrect. It was added in by mistake. It's something that was somehow erroneously added to the Braisa. It's a mistaken element of the Braisa. That's how Rashi seems to understand. The Ramban seems to understand that since you don't find Helam Chefetz without Helam Shavuah, the perish of the Braisa has to be Al Helam Shavuah, you're chayiv Al Helam Shavuah, but you're not chayiv if you forgot the Shavuah and the Chefetz. Meaning if you forget both, you're not going to be chayiv, because there's no such thing as forgetting the Chefetz without forgetting the Shavuah. So the Ramban says you have to, not that the Braisa is erroneous, but you have to touch up the Braisa in a way that is different than the way we originally understand it. But let's stick with Rashi for now, that therefore this line in the Braisa is erroneous. Rav Yosef says, no, we don't have to, just because the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael mocked this Braisa and thought that it was ridiculous, we don't have to reject the Braisa. There's a way to defend it. Maskeflor Rav Yosef. Alma, it turns out that according to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, Chefetz below Shavuah lo mishkachasa. You can't forget about the Chefetz without forgetting about the Shavuah. Why not? Va'mishkachasa kigon to Amar. What about the following case? Shavuah shelo ochel paschitin. You take a Shavuah that you are not going to eat wheat bread. Va'hoshit yado lasal litol pasa orin va'olsa biyado shelchitin. That you reached into the basket intending to take barley bread, which was not part of your Shavuah, and you accidentally pulled out the wrong item. You pulled out wheat bread. V'kasavish Me, but you thought you pulled out the right thing. You thought you pulled out the barley bread, va'achola, and then you ate it. You remember your Shavuah very well. You remember that your Shavuah is that you're not going to eat paschitim. Cheftzu d'layadalei. You didn't realize what object you were eating. So there you have. Helim chefetz without. Helim Shavuah. Some of the Abayis. Abayis says to Rabbi Yosef, klum chayeves lei karbon ella amay detafes biyadei. You're only being mechayevim karbon for what he's holding in his hand. Helim Shavuahu. So the legabe that pass, he forgot about the Shavuah, meaning he thought that he has no Shavuah on what he's holding in his hand. In reality, he does have a Shavuah on what he's holding in his hand, so Memela, that's categorized as Helam Shavuah. So that is not a good example of Helam Chefetz without Helam Shavuah. So the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, another way that Abaye rejects this example, another Lashon that the Gemara has, Amle Abaye the Rav Yosef, Sof, Karban the Kamaisi, Allah Dahai Pas, Mias Helam Shavuahu. Since ultimately the carbon that he's going to bring is for eating this loaf of bread, that's called Helam Shavuah, that he thought that he didn't have a Shavuah on this loaf of bread, and he did have a Shavuah on this loaf of bread. So the Gemara is going to explain the Svar of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amalach, Rav Yosef would say, no, this is a good example of Helam Chefetz without Helam Shavuah. Kivan dechiyadalei dechitinu, parish minei Helam Chefetzu. Since if anyone were to just point out to him, you know, look, that's wheat bread, immediately he would be parish, because he remembers every detail of his Shavuah. So that's called the Helam Chefetz. It's not called the Helam Shavuah. He knows about his Shavuah. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the din of Shogeg that has both Helam Chefetz and Helam Shavuah. Bay minei Rava mirav Nachman. Helam zevezah biyado. What if he forgot that he took a Shavuah not to eat paschitim? And he thinks that the pas that's in his hand is sa'orim, is not chitim. Mahu. So is he chayiv like it's a helim shvua, or is he patur like it's a helim chayfetz? Because remember, you only chayiv when it's helim shvua. You're patur. So let's assume, like Rav Yosef, that there's such a thing as helim chayfetz and remembering there's a shvua. Is it that whenever there's helim chayfetz, it's an automatic ptur? Or is it that whenever there's helim shvua, it's an automatic chiyuv? So what if you have both? So do we say that you're going to be chayiv or you're going to be patur? So that's the shayla. Amr lei hari helim shvua biyad of a chayiv. Whenever there's helim shvua, you're automatically chayiv. So that's why he's going to be chayiv. Adrabah, hari helim chayfetz biyad of a patur. No, adrabah, maybe whenever you have a helim chayfetz, maybe that's an automatic ptur, as opposed to an automatic chiyuv whenever there's a helim shvua. So Rav Ashi discusses, Amr Rav Ashi Chazinan. imach meshvua kaparish, if he would stop when reminded of his shvua, hare helim shvua biyadav chayiv, then that's called helim shvua nischayiv. Meaning helim means that which you're not thinking of right now, but if someone were to remind you of, it would change your behavior. So if someone were to tell you, hey, you took a shvua about paschitin, and he's, oh, I forgot that I took a shvua about paschitin, would that change his behavior? Well, if he thinks what he has in his hand is pasaorim, most likely it would not change his behavior. Thank you for the reminder. I took a shvua about paschitim. That's why I'm eating this pas saorim and not paschitim. So it's unlikely to change his behavior. V'imach mas chevetz kaparish. But if it would be a reminder of the chevetz that would cause him to be parish, hare helim chevetz b'yadav pater, then that would be called helim chevetz and he's pater. L'chora, that would not work here either. Meaning if he's forgetting both of them and you remind him of the chevetz, so it's very difficult to understand how this resolves anything, because l'chora it's neither. Meaning we're saying, oh, the test is which reminder would help him. Neither reminder would help him. He forgot about both things. Some of the Rav Ravashi klum parish mishvua el mishum chevetz klum parish mishchevetz el mishum shvua el lo shnai. He says it doesn't work. Meaning the whole case doesn't work. If you forget about both things, neither reminder is going to help. So it can't be. There's no nafkamina. Which halama is going to, you know, or will a reminder help on? Neither is going to help. So that's so either way, he's going to be the way Rashi understands. We're therefore suggesting he's going to be pater, since nothing is going no single reminder is going to cause him to be parish from the avera. So mele is going to be pater when it's helim zevis abiyado, when it's helim shvua and helim chefetz at the same time. Good. So once we discuss the idea that someone who takes a shvua l'sha'avar b'ta'us is considered an ones and he's put from a chiyuv shvua, so the Gemara is going to explain what's the case where you're chayiv on a shvua l'sha'avar. Meaning, when is it not b'ta'us but it is b'shogeg, right? Because you're not chayiv shvuas b'toy on a mezid, and you're not chayiv shvuas b'toy when it's ones. So what exactly is the case where you are chayiv shvuas b'toy l'sha'avar? The future I get, you know, I say that I'm going to do something, I really plan on doing it, and something happens and I end up not doing it. So it's not an onus, it's not amazing. It's not, but if it's about the past, so Bamine Rava Mirav Nachman, Rava raises the simple Shailat Rav Nachman, Ezu hi Shigas Shvuas Bitoy L'Sha'avar. What's a case of Shigas Shvuas Bitoy L'Sha'avar where you're going to be Chayav a Korban? Idi Yada, if you knew at the time of the Shvuah that what you're saying is not true, you're saying you ate something and you know that you didn't, so then Mezid Hu, then you're amazing, and of course you're part from a Korban, because a Korban is only for a Shogeg. Idi Lo Yada, then if you didn't realize that what you were saying was sheker, then onusu, then you're an onus and you're putter from a karban, because after all, ha'adam b'shvua, we said that he has to be an adam at the shas shvua. This shaila is only about shvua l'sha'avar. Rashi explains, but a shvua l'abba, it's not hard to imagine how you can be chayav a karban. You take a shvua, you're not going to eat, and at the time of the shvua, you were totally sane, you had a clear mind, so you can't have the p'tur of onus, because the p'tur of onus is only at the shas shvua. But at the Shas Shavua, you were totally clear that that's how you were going to behave. So even though an onus may have happened later and it caused you not to behave the way you said you would, that onus is not going to pater you, right? The onus that's going to pater you is an onus b'Shas Shavua. It's all about ha'adam b'Shavua, that at the time of the Shavua you need to be an adam. So Amalei, Rav Nachman says, I'll tell you how you could have a karban Shavua l'sha'avar. Bomer yodeya ani sheshvua zo asura, aval in yodeim chayev nala karban alo. He says, I know that this shvua that I'm taking is asur to do because it's a shvua sheker, but I don't know if you're chayev a karban on it or not. So since he knew that he was telling a lie, so it was mazed in that sense, but he didn't know if he's chayev karban for such a thing. So that's called a shogeg, because his lack of knowledge about the details of the halacha is going to be mechayev him a karban. L'chorot should be karban and malchus, because the ikar isser is really b'mezid. He's doing an isser b'mezid of telling a sheker. So that's a discussion that the Rishonim have over here of why Tafka says the karban. So here's a machlokas tanayim. Someone who doesn't have aver b'mezid, but he forgets that that is an aver for which you'd be chayiv a karban chatas, do we now consider it a shogeg and he's chayiv a karban because it's a shogeg since he didn't know the details of the halacha? Munavaz holds that shigas karban is considered a shogeg and you're going to be chayiv a karban chatas. The chacham hold that shigas karban is not a shogeg. That if you knew that what you're doing is also, you're doing the avera on purpose. You just don't know the details of, you know, what exactly the chiyuv is. That had I done it a shogeg, I'd be chayiv a karban. So that's not called a shogeg. You're not going to be chayiv a karban. So the Gemara is going to explain. Well, is the answer that Rav Nachman just gave locking himself in to the shita of Munvaz? Because he seems to put a lot of stock into how much of the halacha this guy knew about his behavior. So come on, according to which shita is Rav Nachman saying that if you don't know if you're chayiv a karban and a shvuz bitoy, that that's called a shogeg and you're chayiv a chatos? Kimunvaz, that seems exactly like Munvaz. Tamar shigas karban shema shgaga, that a shigas karban counts enough as a shgaga, even though you know everything about the halacha, you know everything about the isser in your behavior, you just don't know the chi of karban. Says no, I feel the rabbanan. Even Rav Nachman keep him going like the rabbanan. Ad kan lo plig rabbanan le the munvaz. The rabbanan only disagree with munvaz about shigas karban not being called a shogeg. El b'kala Torah kula by every other halacha in the Torah where you're doing an avera that if you do b'mezi to chayiv kares to lav chiddushu, that there's no chiddush that you're chayiv achatos b'shogeg. Aval hacha, but over here by shvus bitoy the chiddushu, it's a great chiddush that you're going to be chayiv a karban. The b'kala Torah kula lo ashkechad lav the Maisi Karban. In the rest of Kalat Arukula, we never find Stamalosase, that's not a Chiyuv Kares, that you chayiv a Karban for. The Alfinim Avod Zara, because the Gemara Darshins and the Sugi Masech Shabbos and Masech Zivamos from Avod Zara. That just like Avod Zara, the Karban is on an Avera for which if you did it Bemezid, you'd be chayiv Kares. In Kalat Arukula, you're only chayiv a Karban Chatos when the Avera done Bemezid would be Mechayiv you Kares. So this is a great Chiddush by Shvur, there's no Chiyuv Kares. And yet we're still going to say you chayiv a Karban. So Achamaisi over here by Shvuah, you're going to bring a karban by Shvuah's bitoy, even though there's no kares. So Afil Rabban Modu, even the Rabban would be Moda, that Shigas karban is called the shogeg, meaning you're forgetting something fundamental about this halacha, because that's a chiddush in this area of halacha, as opposed to forgetting the chi of karban by Kalat Arukula. That's not something fundamental to that halacha, that's a broader concept, that in Kalat Arukula, kares is always goes, kares b'meiz, it always goes along with a chatas b'shogeg. So boy minei ravina merava nishbal kikar umestakin alaha mahu. Whatever person takes a shvuah that he's not going to eat a kikar, and he gets to a point where he has to eat it because of sakanas nefashos, he was starving and this is the only thing that's going to save his life. So is he chayiv a karban for having eaten that kikar in violation of his shvuah? So the Gemara said mestakin, he's lishri lemar. I mean, allow him to violate the shvuah because of pikuach nefesh. Who cares if it's a violation of the shvuah? Of course he's allowed to eat it lechatchila, even if it's balam shvuah. There's no avera whatsoever. He's potter from a karban. So ella mitzta'er. No, the case is he's very, very hungry. If he would remember his shvua, he'd eat the kikar b'mezid. But he forgot his shvua va'achla b'shkaga. So b'shigah shvua. So he ate it with a shigah shvua. I mean, he would have eaten it anyway because he was really hungry. He would have died, but he would have eaten it anyway because he was so hungry. And it happens to be he forgot that he had taken a shvua. So mai, is he going to be chayiv a karban? So amalei, so Rava said to Ravina, Tanina, we have a braisa, shav mi yediyaso, maybe karban al shigaso, lo shav mi yediyaso, ein maybe karban al shigaso. If more knowledge about the situation would have caused him to not do what he was about to do, then he brings a karban. But if the knowledge about the situation would not have affected his behavior whatsoever, then he's not going to bring a carbon. Now, mitzta'er, if you look at Rashi, he says, Bira'av. V'inami lo nelman menu haya ochla, v'achla b'shogeg b'halem shvua. It's exactly the way we said it, that he was hungry, not dying, hungry, and he would have eaten it anyway. Tosos points out, v'kasha dimkein lamanakat mitzta'er. Why do we care if he's mitzta'er then? Meaning the point is just that he was going to eat it anyway. Maybe he's a bal taiva, and that's why he was going to eat it anyway. Why does it matter that he was mitzta'er? Vinir Lefarish Tosus writes to mitzta'er al masha'inu shocheach shei ritzono sheishkach k'dei sheyochal av b'meizid lo haya ochal upshita delav haynu shav miyedasu kimin sheber ritzono haya shocheach k'dei sheyochal. Meaning he tried to forget because he didn't want to have limitations in his life and because he would feel bad, he would feel terrible about violating a shvuah, so he'd rather just not know that there is a shvuah, so he wants to not know that there is a shvuah. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, a person decides that he's going to have an Isser Shvuah, the Shvuah is that he should have in his shvuah. Shvuah is not going to be chal because tzarich sheyotzi b'svasav. He has to more than decide. He has to say it. Shnemar levate b'svasayim. You have to say. You have to move your lips. You have to say the words. So meisvei. So they ask. You know, we have a brisa darshins b'svasayim v'lo b'lev. Gomer belibo minayin. How do I know that even the word bisvasayim would imply that belev is not good enough? So how do I know to include even belev? Tamalom and lachalashar yivatei adam shvua. Pasuk is coming with a reboy to tell me another type of shvua. It must be, what is that other type of shvua that even belev? So don't you see that even belev is good enough that it counts as a shvua? How can you tell me that belev is not good enough? Before we answer the question, Gemara says, well, that brisa we just quoted doesn't make any sense. Hagufa kasha, it's a stira minei bei. Amrit b'svasayim b'lo b'lev. The brisa starts out by saying b'svasayim means that b'lev is not good enough, that you have to actually say it. V'hadar amrit gomar b'libo minayin. And then we say, oh, and how do I know that gomar b'libo also? So it's a stira right there. Some Rav Sheshes, hello kasha. It's not a stira in the brisa. Achi kamar. What the brisa means to say is b'svasayim b'lo shagomar b'libo lahotzi b'svasav v'lo hotzi. That b'svasayim means it does not work if you decide to say but you don't actually say, because clearly if you decided to say it, then you only want your shvuah to be chal when you say it. So if you don't then follow through and say it, the shvuah is never going to be chal. But what about gomer b'libo stam? You never planned on saying it. Your entire commitment was a mental commitment, and that was the plan meikara, that it was only going to be a mental commitment. That's what we want to know. How do I know that minayin? How do I know that such a shvuah will be chal? So Tamil Omer, that's why the pasuk says l'kol asher yivatei. L'kol asher yivatei includes a mental commitment that was the plan all along. El Shmuel kasha, but we still have a problem on Shmuel, who says that no shvuah could ever be chal b'machshava. Here we have a brisa that says as long as that was the plan and you followed through with that plan, a shvuah can very well be chal b'machshava. L'choru, you know, we could have said, Tosus points out that's what Shmuel meant also when he says Gomer b'libo tzarich sheyotzi b'svasav. He means that if you were gomer b'libo lehotzi b'svasav, that tzarich sheyotzi b'svasav, that if you had initially decided to take the shvua, verbally, then you have to follow through and take it verbally in order for the shvua to be chal, just like Rav Sheshes explained the brisa. So Tos points out that Shmuel's an Amora. You know, a brisa could be cryptic. A brisa could say Gomer b'libo, and the Gomer b'libo means that Gomer b'libo lahotzi b'svasav. An Amora has to be a little more explicit. An Amora is supposed to be, you're supposed to get what he's talking about when he says it. The brisas were dafka written just as they were starting to write down Torah Shebal Peh, where it was never written down before, so it was enough to leave things beremiza, where you're able to say Chisuri Mechsra means this, but Amoraim are not supposed to talk that way. That's how Tosos understands. Very interesting. Sod of the Tosos and Dibra Maschil Ella. So that's why it's a Kasha and Shmuel, because Shmuel, when he says Gomer b'libo, clearly means that no Shvuah could ever be Chal mentally alone. So I'm Rav Sheshes Tritzve Emahachi. You have to touch up the Brisa as follows. Bisfasayim Velosha Gomer b'libo Lahotzi Pas Chitin. That it's Bisfasayim means not if you were Gomer b'libo to say that you're not going to eat Pas Chitin and accidentally Vahotzi Pas Saorin. You accidentally said the wrong words. You took the Shvuah on Pas Saorin. That is not a shvuah at all. But gomer b'libo lahotzi pas chitin, lahotzi pas stam minayin, the brisa means to say that you did say something. How do I know that if you intended to say pas chitin, and then you did say something, you just didn't give all the detail. You said pas without saying the word chitin. How do I know that that counts as a shvuah? Tamalom l'kol asher yivatei adam. That's how Shmuel will understand the brisa. That of course, if it's all mental, if you never said any words, then of course there's no shvuah whatsoever. But if you said words, you just didn't give as much detail as you had intended on giving in the first place, then that's going to be a good shvuah. Rishonim raised a question that Nedarim Adav Chav Ches, it says that someone who says Ye Asru Peros Alai, even if his das was that it should only be Asr for one day, it's Nesa Liolam, because Dvarim Shabalev are Einam Dvarim. So over here, why don't we say the same thing as well? He only intended to say Pas Chitim, but what he said was Pas Stab, which is much broader than Pas Chitim. So shouldn't the Shvuah be Chal on every single type of Pas? Why is that a good Shvuah only for Pas Chitim? So that's a Kasha that all the Rishonim asked. So they suggest that if he wanted to say Pas Stab, it wouldn't have asked, he also would have asked, and if he wanted to say Pas pastam and not paskitim, then his machshava wouldn't help. It would be aser. All mine pas would be aser, because dibur is better than machshava. Dvarm shablei vareinim dvarm. But over here, he wanted to say paskitim, and he said by accident pas stam. So the amira is not considered something that's mevatel his machshava. It's not a direct contradiction to his machshava, because paschitim is also a type of pas. So that's why we're not going to say dvarm shablev and dvarm over here. So let's finish the yamun over here. So Meisrei, so the Gemara asks, that it says in the Braisa, Motzei svasecha tishmar vasisa, ein liyal shahotzi besvasav, gamar b'liv aminayin, tamal amar kol nidiv lev. I learned from kol nidiv lev that even gamar b'lev is good enough. So you see that b'lev, it does work without saying anything. So it's a kashan Shmuel. Says, no, shayni hasam, tichsiv kol nidiv lev. No, by nidrei hegdish, it's different. Because by dafka, by nidrei hegdish, we have a notion of kol nidiv lev working. V'nigmar mina, why can't we learn from nidrei hegdish as a memetzinut everywhere else? Because there are two places where it works belave, by truma and by kachim. Whenever you have two places where something works, that's an exception to the rule. It's not the rule. We say a mematzinu when it's in one place. So we say, the Torah is megal in one place. It applies everywhere else. What if you hold even when it's in two places, you could be melami to the rest of kala Torah kula? No, have a chulin mekachim, chulin mekachim, chulin mekachim lo gamrinan. There's another klal in limudim that we don't learn dinim of chulin from dinim of kachim. That's why we're not going to learn from hegdish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up Chavzayin Amin Aleph at the Mishnah.